Good morning, everybody, and a very warm welcome to anybody visiting here today or is new to the congregation. We're delighted to have you with us and hope you will join us for tea or coffee in the Mayo Hall after the service. And then the day continues with interactive worship at 11:30. And after that, you will have noticed we've got a baptism today, and the baptism family have kindly invited everybody who would like to attend to lunch in the Mayo Hall after the second service, and very much hope you'll be able to come along as well. And finally, as normally, there's reflective worship at 6:30 this evening. Two items of personal and pastoral news. First of all, Margaret Davis is now out of hospital. And here, yes, she is. Good to see you, Margaret. And secondly, Dot Dixon is in hospital, but is due out shortly. During the coming week, on Friday, there's a meeting here at 7:30 to review the option which came up at the last church meeting of switching from brigades to pilots. Anybody who's interested is warmly recommended to come along. We'd love to see you. And a couple of organisational things. First of all, June Martin's not here today. If she were, she'd be giving you your reform. Instead, she's left it for you in the vestibule. We will also find the church newses, which were due last week. And also, parking permits. Holly, who is sitting there at the back with Dylan on her lap, now has the permits both for Brook Street and for Eden Walk, where although you actually have an entry ticket, there's a written permit which goes with it. So if you'd like to see Holly after the service, that would be helpful. And finally, Christian Aid Week is coming up, and Ray Charlton has given me this poster to remind you that whatever you can do, you are desperately needed for door-to-door collections, for the flag day, for the market stall, to come and have fun with Quiz Aid, to support or take part in the Christian Aid London Circle the City Walk, etc., etc. If you can help or participate in any way, please do have a word with Ray.
So we're not going to give you a round of applause, but we're very pleased to see you. Come in, and you come. Let us join together to worship God. We come to worship the risen Lord, bringing peace in times of fear, bringing hope in times of despair, bringing love into our world of hatred. We join to sing, "Now Thank We All Our God." Let's join together to pray. Let's pray. Risen God, we praise you for life, for love and for fellowship, for friendship, things that are mended and relationships that are restored. Praise you for gifts that people have. Praise you for the possibility of change, for ways out of fear and darkness and deceit. Risen Lord, conqueror of death and the giver of a fullness of life, you draw us to you by your awareness of our needs. You bring peace and you lead us into the calm of worship. Come to us as we gather in your name. On this day that's so important for us, particularly important for Christian and Corinne, we thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for life in all its fullness that you have promised to us. And we thank you that you are with us here and everywhere. And we pray in your name. Amen. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Don't think I've ever baptised cousins before. What a great thing. I think we'll have... Well, Christian's not interested in us anyway. I need him back. I can't take him out. I'm just about to baptise him. No, he can't go. Grandad, what are you thinking of? All right, it's Christian's fault, is it? Not Grandad's fault, then. Okay. In the words from the Bible, there is one body and one spirit, just as there is one hope. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all. So we believe that Christ is present with us in this sacrament. It is he himself who baptizes us and by the Spirit of Pentecost comes into the life of the church. Baptism is a sign of dying to what is old and rising to new life in Christ. It is by water and the Holy Spirit that God claims us as his own, washes us free and sets us beyond the power of death. And here we now are aware that we are made one in Christ, crucified and risen, members of his body. And in this sacrament, the love of God is offered to each one. Though children cannot understand it or explain it, they're like the rest of us in that. Because if we're in the world of God, we cannot explain it all. We cannot nail it down. We cannot take it to the place where we go beyond faith. So why should it be different for a child than it is for an adult? This is about our journey, our spiritual journey. And God calls each one of us to be open, to be trusting like a child is. So in baptism, Christian and Corinne are assured that God loves them, and the sign and the seal of the Holy Spirit is on them. So, parents up, parents up, godparents up. Let me get, come on. Whether you like it or not, I need you further forward than that, up you come. So you have come for the baptism of your children, and we believe that this isn't, you were just thinking one day, what can I do, you know, what would be a good party celebration? It's not that. We believe that this is the work of the Holy Spirit in you. It's the call of Christ to you and your children. So a promise to all you parents and godparents. Do you believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Maker of heaven and earth, Redeemer of the world, Giver of life? And to you parents, do you promise to teach your children the love of God and to bring them up in the worship and the life of the church? And to you godparents, do you promise to pray for Christian and Corinne, to pray for their homes and their families, and to support them as you are able as ministers of God's love? See, that wasn't too painful, was it? Come on. And this is for all of God's people gathered here today. As a community of faith representing the whole church, do you welcome Corinne and Christian and promise to share with them as you have received the gift of God's love revealed in Christ? Is the right answer. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to ask for God's blessing on this water. So let's join to pray. Let's pray. We thank you, God, for the gift of water, a sign of new life, a sign of cleaning away. We know that children and babies don't need to be washed, but we know as adults that we have done wrong things, and we know that we need your love that will accept us whoever we are. So we ask that you would bless this water, that it would be used for this holy purpose, and we pray in Jesus' name, amen. So would you gang like to come up this way and face those people, whether you like it or not? Up you come. That's it. That's good. Right, let's start with Corinne, because I can cope with that on one side.
You think so,
wouldn't you? Yeah. Are you going to come to me? You're going to stay where you are? Okay, that's fine. Christian Megan?
Corinne Megan.
Sorry, what did I say? Oh, that's Christian, same.
Corinne Megan.
Corinne Megan, yes. I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. You okay? Yeah. Christian, are you going to come to me? Are you going to come to me? Come on, up you come, mate. Here we go. That's fine, isn't it? Christian Omotoyosi, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. An offer to... Uh-oh. Oh, no. We have in this church the glorious experience of eating. And the really scary thing was when I looked down, this coating that was on the floor had gone. It was really scary. But the good news was that the mother of the baby was a paediatrician. So she went in the full, not Heimlich, but nearly. Right. We're going to sing a blessing on these children. Speak up. Come on.
right. You're that. You're dad. That's your job. I'm not going to put my mic on. I'm going to pray up here.
Peter, I'm heading up here to pray. I'm going to pray. I'm using this mic rather than this one because he'll just eat it. Let us join to pray. We ask for your blessing, O God, on Christian and Corinne. We ask that you would strengthen them throughout their lives. We pray that you would keep them safe. We pray that they would grow to full Christian manhood and womanhood. We pray that you would bless their families, that their homes would be places of love and laughter, that there would be joy, that their parents would be strong during the times when life is a challenge, and that they would be able to face the difficulties of every day together. Strengthen them, Lord Jesus, we pray in your name. Amen.
Who would like to go on? Would you like to go on?
There we are.
That's it.
There we go. Lovely. That's it. You look very fetching. Quick, somebody with a camera. Oh, no, there isn't one. Oh, how annoying. Right, I've got some things here. Right. That's... Now, what do you think I might be giving you on a day like this? It might be a Bible, mightn't it? And the reason we give a Bible is because this isn't a childish thing, baptism. These promises are the whole of a life. It's not just an infant thing. It's to do it properly, these are the words that you need to be studying. Not just, you know, reading in some sort of finger in, but really studying and giving it some thought. So that's... But we recognise that maybe... some of these words are a bit, you know, for a bit for later, eh? And this book might be more interesting for now. Would you like this book for now? Yeah, that's good for now. That's it. And where's Dylan? Can't miss you out. I've never seen a boy move so quickly. Who do you think this might be for? Is it for your mum? It's for you. You're right. Well done, you. That's cool. Would you like to have a seat? Go on, have a seat. Now, we present certificates on this day, covered in water, which is pretty good. We present certificates because on the back it makes it quite clear that what we've been through isn't United Reformed Church baptism, but Christian baptism. And it's one of the things that holds us together in the church, Christian baptism. So this one is for Christian, you can keep that. And this one is for Corinne, and you can keep that. Okay. Now we're going to sing a song which Kingston Knight Reformed Church always sings at baptisms. And I think you'll agree when you sing it, although you won't know it, the words are bang on, which is why we sing it. So we'll join to sing.
Child to thrill with fire.
The reading that we're going to have is a continuation of the story of Easter. No shocks there then. And Philip Crump will read it to us. Watch the balloons, Phil, as you go.
It was late that Sunday evening, and the disciples were gathered together behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities. Then Jesus came and stood among them. "Peace be with you," he said. After saying this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy at seeing the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive people's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Amen.
Amen. He enters the room. They are the people that have run away. They're also the people that have been told that he's been raised from the dead. But they're not celebrating, they're still hiding. They're frightened. He enters the room. He doesn't tell them off. He doesn't ask where they were when he needed their support. He doesn't ask why they didn't believe the women. He doesn't arrive telling them that he's rejected them, that he thinks they're a bunch of losers. He doesn't arrive saying that he's going to get another group in and start again with somebody else. He doesn't tell them that he's finished with them. He says, "Peace." And then he sends them out to do his work. He doesn't send them away. The men who ran away, the women that nobody cares for. So who today would be the sort of equivalence of the sort of people that he thinks that he can work with? Well, they would be those that are frightened, those who feel that they're on the edge of society, anybody who's aware that nobody else really cares about them, nobody really cares about their opinion. So if you were old, if you were disabled, if you were in any group that the rest of society thinks of as being outside, then these are words for you, because God says that God can work through you. "I need you to do my work," he says. And that is the group of people that Christian and Corinne find themselves a part of on this day, as well as Dylan, of course. Not perfect people. Not the people that always get it right, that see God and know clearly what God is saying, because the disciples didn't. This is a story that says the disciples, you know, they cocked it up, they ran away, they hid, they were frightened. And yet still, Jesus appears to them and sends them out to do his work. So on those days when you don't know what's going on and you can't understand where God is, you remember the disciples that God could work through. Ordinary, every day. And that's why bread and wine is so important. Because it's the bread that we use when we come to do Holy Communion, the bread that we use will be the same bread that the elder used for their breakfast this morning. They had a bit of toast, and then they took another couple of bits of bread, and they chopped it up, and they brought it here, and we will understand it to be as the body of Christ. That God is at work in the ordinary and the everyday and the practical and the little stuff. And those that think they're a success and those that know that they're a failure, God is at work. And for that, it's good news for Corinne, for Christian, for Dylan, and for all of us. So let us pray. Peace, says Jesus. So we pray for homes where people are arguing, where people are violent, where children are frightened and people don't sleep at night. Peace, says Jesus. We pray for people who are anxious because they're ill, or worried about money or the future of their work. Concerned because they're battling with addictions. And today so far has been okay, but there's the rest of the day and then there's tomorrow. Peace, says Jesus. Pray for people who are in places where there is military conflict, where people are hungry, where the water is dirty. Peace, says Jesus. For all those who are newly married, those on the edge of new relationships, and knowing that as we pray here now, somebody is being born. Peace, says Jesus. To those who bereaved. To those who bereaved of people, but also for those who bereaved of pets. Animals that become very precious. Peace, says Jesus. And he says it to each one of us too. And we pray in his name. Amen. So let's continue our worship as we make our offering. Let us pray. We come empty-handed because everything we have is our gift that we have received from you. We return this money. We return our lives. Amen. We join together to sing, "Let us break bread together in the Lord." Sometimes people say everybody's welcome, but you know and I know that actually they don't really mean it. Or they mean this group of people are welcome and that group of people are not. The way that we understand Holy Communion is we believe that this is the Lord's table and it's not ours, we just look after it. And would there have been people that Jesus wouldn't have eaten with? Well, the scriptures tell us that there weren't such people. So we believe that the choice is yours. If you don't want to eat and you don't want to drink, then just you pass the elements by. But if you're happy to, then please, we would be delighted to eat with you. And some practical things, just in case you're a person with issues with alcohol, because we know that some people here today are. The good news is that this wine, when you get it, hasn't got any alcohol in it, so you can drink. And when you get the plate, you will notice that there are some bits of biscuit, and those are for people who have issues with wheat and gluten intolerance, so you also can eat with us. So this is the Lord's table, and all are welcome here. The Lord Jesus was often a guest. He shared many meals with his friends. and some people disapproved of the company that he kept. But he ate with them. So wherever people meet, Jesus was glad, and Jesus is glad to be welcomed. Old and young, rich or poor, joyful or sorrowful, Jesus invites us. And the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he'd given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in memory of me." In the same way, also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So in the name of the Lord Jesus, we take bread, we take wine, and we give thanks. Let us pray. Loving God, the world that you have made is beautiful, full of wonder. And you've made us with all your creatures, and you love all that you've made. You've given us the words of your prophets, the stories of your people through the generations, and you've given us Jesus to be born, to grow up in difficult times when there was little peace. He embraced people with your love and told stories to change us all. He healed those in pain and brought to life those who'd lost hope. He loved even his enemies, and for these things he suffered, and for these things he died. And for us, he was raised to new life. We thank you for these gifts of bread and wine. We ask that you would be present for us through them, that this bread would remind us of the body of Christ, this wine would remind us of the blood of Christ, and as we eat and drink, we would think about him. Blessing and honour be to you, our God, for now, forever. Amen. Lord Jesus, in the face of his own death, took bread. He gave thanks to God. He broke it and said, "This is my body. It is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup and said, "This is my blood. It is shed for you." When you get the bread, if you decide you want to have it, if you get the bread, you eat it. This is me making my communion. And when you get the wine, you hold it and we all drink together. This is us in communion with one another. The body of Christ. Taste and see that the Lord is good. So let us pray. Thank you, O God, that your love fills us. Thank you, O God, that we do not have to earn your love, but that you generously share your love with each of us. Thank you for this table that reminds us of Jesus, who calls us to be his people. Amen. We're going to sing our last hymn. It's going to be 663 if you're a person who uses a hymn book. Some people have already sung this hymn this weekend, and they've already sung it to this tune as well. What will we be singing? Yes, you're right. It's Jerusalem. No, it's not. It's Love Divine to a Blown Worm. 663. Jesus said, "Go home to your friends and tell them what the Lord has done for you and the mercy that he has shown to you. And the blessing of God be upon us, the one who loves us, the Christ who calls us, the Spirit who makes us holy, today and always. Amen."